Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. This is our hour of power of prayer. I'm Apostle Horsley. You're getting us started off. Hallelujah, God. Wonderful day to be alive and well. Hallelujah. It's Monday. Start of beginning of another week of love, beginning of a work week for many. Hallelujah. So this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I said, no, my headset was. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In you, Lord, we move, we breathe, we have our being, O Lord God. God, we thank you for this Monday morning, O Lord God. The 31st day of August, O Lord God. August has just slipped away here, Lord God. This is the day that you have made, O Lord God. We want to rejoice, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, O Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God, for the services on yesterday, O Lord God, and the souls that got saved, O Lord God. Just want to thank you, O Lord God, for all that you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because in this week and of this week, O Lord God, we've gone to include a fast, O Lord God, and we pray first this morning, O Lord God, that you prepare our hearts for it, O Lord God. Asking that you would bless the pastor, Darlene, O Lord God, the evangelist, Darlene. That you bless the wife here this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and all that in queue, O Lord God, that have come, O Lord God, to worship before you in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your keeping power, Lord God, your sustaining power, Lord God, your undergirding power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That name that is above every name, O Lord God. You understand that at the sound of Jesus, O Lord God, every knee bows, O Lord God. Every tongue confess, O Lord God, that you are Lord, O Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. I want to include Apostle Howard, O Lord God, transition this weekend, O Lord God, and yet word in the middle of the night, O Lord God, and that you would bless his family in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and all others, O Lord God, who we're going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God. The families, O Lord God, that has suffered loss, O Lord God. Someone's untimely death, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray against the chaos, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, even as we're heading toward the fast and stuff this week, O Lord God, we need some peace in the land, O Lord God. We need a break, O Lord God. We need a space, O Lord God, for the mind to get set, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, O Boshatanaka, your holy God, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Had so many calls, O Lord God, of people, O Lord God, are just utterly just confused, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, because the sign of the time, O Lord God, and things that have popped up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, to discourage the people, O Lord God, to offset them in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Many of them was unable to focus, oh Lord God, to make a clear decision, oh Lord God, because for the confusion, oh Lord God, and the spirit, oh Lord God, and the change in the atmosphere, oh Lord God. The atmosphere is somewhat as troubled, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That spirit of the civil unrest, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That's the place, oh Lord God, they don't know who to trust, oh Lord God. And Lord God, it's a pandemic, oh Lord God, of people, Lord God, are leaning on to the arm of flesh, oh Lord God, and it's fastly faded, failing, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, they come, oh Lord God, with uncertainty in their mind, oh Lord God, trying to figure out, oh Lord God, needing peace in their mind, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, we come to you, Holy Father, asking that you would bless, oh Lord God, asking that you would touch this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Realizing, God, that you're the God of our salvation, you're the God of our deliverance, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, it looks like there has been a flood cast out of the old dragon's mouth, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, against the church, oh Lord God, and the churches are down, oh Lord God. Many are closed, oh Lord God, and Lord God, they say that there are many folks more so on social media, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, but there still are those, oh Lord God, that forsake gathering themselves together, oh Lord God, in this time, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father, the schools are opening, oh Lord God. Colleges are open, oh Lord God. We ask a special blessing, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, the prophecies are out there, oh Lord God, and some are looking for gloom and doom, oh Lord God. But Lord God, I'm looking for your resurrection power, Lord God, the sustaining power, Lord God. Lord God, I'm looking for this dispensation of grace, oh Lord God, to be extended, oh Lord God, onto your people, oh Lord God. They would have time, oh Lord God, to get themselves together, oh Lord God, and be able to go up spiritually, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That they would be able to move forth, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That they'd be able to gather strength, oh Lord God. That they would begin to study thy word, oh Lord God. That they may show themselves approved unto you, Lord God. As the scriptures say, Lord God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, oh Lord God. But there's so many going through, pardon me, a time of bereavement, oh Lord God. Seem like there's this murder going on, oh Lord God, that murder, Lord God, going on. Before you could get over one situation, oh Lord God, another public murder happened, oh Lord God. People are on the rampage, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And we know from experience, oh Lord God, that when you're double-minded, oh Lord God, or when the mind is confused, oh Lord God, that we can't get very much done, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The adversaries on the onslaught, oh Lord God, bringing unrest, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, Holy Father, we come to thee this morning, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would send your Holy Spirit, oh Lord God, and begin to touch hearts, oh Lord God, from this point and from this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, and let it go out through the network, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let it begin to permeate the atmosphere, oh Lord God, with your anointing, oh Lord God. We still have someone that's called in, oh Lord God, to the ministry, Lord God, of prayer deliverance today, oh Lord God. That anointing would just saturate that area, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and give peace, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Lord God, it seems like this is a strange thing, oh Lord God, but I believe it's called perilous times, oh Lord God. So many people have come in, even on the prayer lines, oh Lord God, that I had participate with, oh Lord God, and they're talking about the chaos, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, this is a God thing, Lord God. We need you to do something, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we need, oh, Lord God, that you would calm our spirit down, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. That you would help, oh, Lord God, give us that spirit, oh, Lord God, of worship and praying, oh, Lord God. Give us that spirit, oh, Lord God, that making our patience, oh, Lord God. Help us to go through the things that we're going through, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, help us to recall, oh Lord God, that we should count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, oh Lord God, which is upon the church, oh Lord God, which is upon the nation and the world right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. There's fires and earthquakes, O Lord God. We see the signs, O Lord God. One God, but it's the time, O Lord God, for the manifestation of the sons of God, O Lord God. It's time to make ourselves sure, O Lord God, of the things that we have, O Lord God. Trusting in your holy word, O Lord God, because you never failed us yet, O Lord God. Lord God, in you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, and we have our being, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for this broadcast, O Lord God. Give us time, O Lord God, to collect, O Lord God, and also to shake off the attacks of the adversary, O Lord God, and to come worship you, O Lord God, in spirit and in truth, O Lord God. Lord God, that you would send help, O Lord God. Heard mothers praying, O Lord God. They called up, O Lord God. They were praying so hard, O Lord God. It was like you could just hear them just pouring out their soul, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And they're crying out for Ikayasa, Donokoyasa, for their children and their babies, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, their prayers are cries of distress, O Lord God. And they want their children to be saved, O Lord God. And they've been praying a while, O Lord God. But yet, O Lord God, they want something, O Lord God. They want something done, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, whatever you would send a word in season, O Lord God, a word of comfort, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would touch God in a mighty way, O Lord God, that you would rebuke some of these storms that are out on the ocean, O Lord God, heading this way, O Lord God. A double hurricane came and tore up, O Lord God, and before there was any rest, O Lord God, another one, another double is coming, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and says to know that the season, O Lord God, is going into the two convulsions, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. They're trying to prepare, Lord God. They're trying to get ready, O Lord God. But, Lord God, our refuge is in you, O Lord God. You're the God of our salvation. You're the God of our deliverance, O Lord God. So we come to you, O Lord God, to worship you and to praise you, O Lord God. And we thank you, O Lord God, and so happy about this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, that you have blessed us with, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we could come, O Lord God, and bring everything to this altar, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and we could just tune in, O Lord God, and dial in, O Lord God, and just stand here, O Lord God, before you open heaven this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would touch heart, O Lord God, and give rest where it's needed, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and people's hearts, O Lord God, that you would cover the schools, O Lord God, and the colleges, O Lord God, and the jobs in the work area, Lord God, and just in the atmosphere, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, with the pandemic, O Lord God, and with the COVID, Lord God, the numbers are not right, O Lord God. Everything is just unstable right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And people are preparing, O Lord God, for storms and everything, O Lord God. Lord God, it's just a lot. So we come to you, Lord God. Because, Lord God, you told us to come on to you, all of us that are burdened with a heavy laden, O Lord God. And you would give us rest, O Lord God. That we would take your yoke upon us, O Lord God, that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, O Lord God. So we come to worship you in this hour of power. Praise, O Lord God. To give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God. Because you're more than enough, God, to deal with this situation that we're going through right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You can speak, O Lord God. You can speak, O Lord God, and instant miracles happen, O Lord God. You're the God of salvation, O Lord God. You're the almighty God, O Lord God. So that's why we come, O Lord God. We came to worship you. We came to praise you, O Lord God. We came to start off the week, O Lord God, asking you, O Lord God, to do something, O Lord God, to fortify our bodies, O Lord God, to strengthen our bodies, O Lord God, to change our diets, O Lord God, and give us, O Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, which way to take on the fast, O Lord God, that we may have a successful 3 days in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. A lot of pardon me, a lot of medication, O Lord God. And a lot, O Lord God, just it seems like that food that just come craving, O Lord God. It's a pastime for some of us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we ask that you would regulate, O Lord God, our mind thought pattern, O Lord God. Give us how to go into the fast, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. That you would move by your spirit, God, that you would move by your power, Lord God, binding and breaking all powers of darkness and evil breaking the powers of Satan, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those, O Lord God, that have demonic influence in their lives, O Lord God, and people that come with demonic influence, O Lord God, near them, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we ask that you would lift up a standard of holiness, O Lord God, starting on this Monday morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you move the chat and the noise and the talking, O Lord God, and the unnecessary talking that goes on in the head, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we may bring ourselves, O Lord God, and present ourselves before you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we stand before the altar, Lord God, and we put things on the altar, O Lord God, especially worryation, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Every prayer request, O Lord God, that comes before, O Lord God, and prayer requests that have been on the altar, O Lord God, we ask that you look at it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Bobby, that you move by your spirit, O Lord God, and that you move by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we bless, O Lord God, your name this morning, O Lord God. Lord God, we came to worship you, O Lord God. We came to praise you today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God. Many of the people are weary, O Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you would strengthen right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bring the confusion down in the mind, O Lord God, the things that are troubling a lot of your people, O Lord God. Lord God, with the unrest, O Lord God, there's an election year, O Lord God, and this fear, O Lord God, going on in the hearts of the people, O Lord God. Don't know which way to turn, O Lord God. Don't know, O Lord God, whether a war's going to break out, O Lord God, whether there's stirred up in other countries, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So many things that are in darkness, O Lord God, that's at surface, O Lord God. O Lord God, in the last few years, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. By our trust in you, O Lord God. We trust in your holy name, O Lord God. We trust in your holiness, O Lord God. So, Father, we bring these requests before you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Father, for everyone that is in queue, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bless, O Lord God, once again, O Lord God, the children, the babies, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God. God, if we cause anyone to hand out or stumble, O Lord God, by something that we might have said, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we ask forgiveness in Jesus' name, O Lord God. We ask that you restore, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch the families that are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God, that you would comfort the minds, O Lord God, with a word this day, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, who minds are confused, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you bless and that you strengthen us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, as we go through this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, hear, Lord God, and pray, prayer, deliverance, ministry, O Lord God, that you begin to touch as only you can, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We say hallelujah and amen. Well, good morning, everyone. We want to welcome you to the broadcast in the name of Jesus. God has blessed us, hallelujah, to be here. Hallelujah to God. It seemed like the weekend just went so fast. Hallelujah to God. And I went so fast. It seemed like we didn't have a chance to get things done. And people just called up. Hallelujah to God. And there's just so much. So much chaos in the land. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God. So we're going to do the scripture of the week. I have gotten a text. I have a new phone. But I'm asking Pastor Darling to come see if she has something that she would give me the scripture. I think Matthew's 5th chapter. I think one was the Beatitude. I thought that was for the fasting, and there was another. She has sent two verses, two different scriptures. Hallelujah to God. That she has something that she could refresh it. Then we'll come back and we're going to continue in the name of Jesus. Amen. Pastor Darling.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It's good to be here this early Monday morning. And the scripture of the week is in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5, verse number 9. It says, seek peace and pursue it. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. But we do need to seek peace and pursue it. that is one of the scriptures for the fast, and this is the scripture of the week. And as we are going through the week and going through our life, we should look to have peace. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. The other scripture, just we can put that out there for the fast, is in the book of Psalms, Psalm 34:14. It says, depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. So we're just looking forward to what God will do this week as we go through our fast. I do have a prayer request for Virgil, who is having a procedure. He's got some kind of a blockage in his body, and he's doing a procedure this morning or today. I also want to pray for marriages. Marriages are just on the rocks. I want to pray for the single people also, those who are looking to find a mate or be found by a mate. We're looking to, you know, see God work in that area. And just want to pray for peace across the land. That is so important. And as you were praying this morning, I heard you speaking about the different things that are going on. And we just want to keep that in prayer, that we need God to help us in this time. We need him every day. So that's what I have to say at this point. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Pastor Dolly. We thank you very much. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It was something that came to mind. Hallelujah to God. It was along the lines of peace. Hallelujah to God. It was for the cost of everybody to be especially careful now, because a lot we have been speaking for weeks that people's nerves are what we used to call on the edge. Hallelujah to God. And because their nerves are on the edge, hallelujah to God, it's causing them, people to respond different outside of the wild drivers and stuff that we see going by, that they're in a hurry to go somewhere, hallelujah to God. And they are, believe me, they are. But I had a phone call, and things are in the tension. As Pastor said, with marriages, the tension is just getting great, horrific. And I had gotten a call, because people call me, they leave a message, you know, and some people I've known for years, and they come and they call for prayer, and they are working people, they're friends, hallelujah to God. So I got one particular call from a married couple, hallelujah to God, and they called me at 11:59 at night. That's in the middle of the night. So when I woke up and I saw it Sunday morning, I saw it and I went to call them. First thing came to mind was that they were sleeping, but I know the people, they were having a domestic problem, and it was real bad, so I had to begin to minister onto them right there on Sunday morning. Glory to God. Had to begin to speak about what we had gone for, the peace and the rest. Speaking about marriages. Hallelujah to God. And these people, the thing about it is that they have guns at their house. And they have mentioned what they were going to do about it. And that was just an attack from the devil himself. Just an attack. My thought was, well, they need to just get that thing and put it out there in the garage somewhere. Hallelujah to God, because if the Lord is your shepherd and he watches over you and he blesses you and he protects you, and when things like that come up, you need to be able not to reach deadly force. Hallelujah to God. Just want to destroy one another. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for that. I was able to minister on to them. And what it was the thing, the attitudes that we're looking at for the scripture of the week. Some of the same, what I was telling them about, that you have to take your time and make sure that your anchor holds and it grips the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ. The way things are going, you have to know that God will bless you. God will keep you, but you have to know whichever way it goes, that you have to know where you're going to spend eternity is what you need to know, that you have to make sure that you know. People are calling up, hallelujah to God, and they're calling up for prayer, and they're calling up with 911 stress on them, hallelujah to God. I don't mind taking the phone calls because there's not a lot that other people could do for you if they don't have the word of God in them or if they're not saved, hallelujah to God. They will just give you their opinions. And when they give you their opinion, they have more or less given you their life experience, which is not bad. But you would want a counseling, if I could say that, from God. You need a word from God, something that has power to it, something that has substance to it. And it said, well, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Now, you have to remind yourself that you're blessed when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake because you have a reward in heaven. These are times that we're going through now. These are times where people are nerves are aggravated. They're on edge, hallelujah to God. And with all the civil unrest and with all the black-on-black crime that was here, hallelujah to God, and the civil unrest and the pandemic, people are just strike out real quick. I had a few calls from a lot of calls, I'll put it this way, from people that were married, hallelujah to God. They just couldn't understand that they were at peace 1 minute, and they said a half a word to somebody, and it looked like a riot broke out, and it was an entrance. That's it. It was an entrance for the adversary to enter into a situation. It's like if you can't figure out that sometimes some things are not worth addressing when you're having marital problems, that you're like standing on the edge because it didn't take much. And they threatened to leave. They threatened to destroy each other. Then a few minutes later when they went out the door and came back in at another time, they had changed their mind. That was only a demonic attack, hallelujah to God, which seemed to be moving freely now in this at this time that we're in, hallelujah to God, in the days that we're in right now. So what it is it's time to pray, it's time to fast, it's time to sort the face of God, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. And what happened with that, they begin to, things begin to amend, hallelujah to God. Once you're called in the presence of the Lord, once you begin to speak of the word and you be letting them know that Peter said, I always expect Peter said, they could not strange these fiery trials that come against you as though something strange has happened to you, hallelujah to God. Same with that, we have to pray for this operation this morning for the person that has a blockage there. We pray that God bless and heal, that he's working on it even right now before they even start, hallelujah to God. That things be set up, hallelujah to God. We pray him that the physicians that are there, hallelujah to God, that God would bless them, that they didn't have this type of stress, that they're operating under stress in the name of Jesus when they go to do surgeries, hallelujah to God. Even as much as delivering babies, other things are still going on that needs God's attention, and we seek it after his attention, hallelujah to God. We need God to lead us and to guide us into fasting and praying, hallelujah to God. Then we need to go back to the psalm, asking God, what will his will be for our lives, oh Lord God? What will he have us to do in the name of Jesus? You find out when you pray that prayer that God will begin to speak a drop of word into your heart where he would want you to how he wants you to pray and what we would want you to do to move forward in the Lord, because we're here to worship and to praise the Lord and to speak about the things of God, hallelujah to God, and stand in the gap to repair the breach, hallelujah to God, and to mend heart. I think it was Isaiah 61, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us, for he has anointed me to preach, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to those that are bound, hallelujah to God, and to proclaim this acceptable year of the Lord. I'm not going to say anything against the TV, watching the TV or the evangelists there, but I have not seen, what I'm seeing is a lot of pre-programmed already, and every now and then you would hear someone come up and talk about the pandemic, but still yet they're still, it seems like they're reaching out, and they're reaching out to build ministry and to build a lot has to go on. I think it's time for prayer, hallelujah to God. I believe that God will keep and tell you, like you can put your requests on the altar. You could take a break and lay things down for a minute and go after, find out that there's so many people there that was in the church, hallelujah to God. There's so many people in nursing homes, so many people that are going through things, that it's time for somehow corporate praise, hallelujah to God. I believe that if the prayers go up, that God will begin to speak to those that are in authority, that are in heads, hallelujah to God, to have a fast or try to call the next verse as they did in the Old Testament. They were able to shut down the country there and put everybody on a fast at that time. Well, it's kind of big now. This is the United States of America. There's a lot of going on here. But they should have been able to see more results going through this pandemic than we are seeing right now. It's gotten to the point where people have gone and they have tested positive, and then they went back a few days later and they tested negative. Then they call them back up and they wind up testing positive again. It's like being double-minded, you know. It's like there's an uncertainty. But in these times like this, these are the times that you have to really praise God. These are times that you have to realize that in this manner here that you may very well be poor in your spirit, hallelujah to God, and you need that word of God to nourish you up, to encourage you in the name of Jesus, that you have to stand fast in the liberty where which Christ has set you free. Even though when you begin to minister to somebody, it was early in the morning, yesterday morning, but we had to encourage ourselves, but we had to stop. I had to begin to sing my songs to get myself into the presence of God. I had to go and worship the Lord and come before him, hallelujah to God. Just when somebody is there and when somebody needs a word, hallelujah to God, you have to be able to move yourself into the Spirit of God because God lives inside of you. It's a matter of just taking the time to move your personal thoughts out from your mind, hallelujah to God. You sing and you worship and you get yourself, well, you know, when you're in the presence of God, hallelujah to God, and when that peace of God come upon you and the Spirit is open up to you, hallelujah to God, then you're able to speak. God will give you wisdom, and if you take no thought when you go before kings and magistrates, hallelujah to God. He says in that last hour, the Holy Ghost will give you what to say. So when somebody comes up to you, when they more or less call to me, I say, well, let me see, let me get the song here. Let me worship God a little bit so we can open up, that we can clear the atmosphere out, hallelujah to God, that we may have a clear passage and a clear thought to speak into the mind of God, hallelujah. Speak up into the atmosphere, into the presence of God, hallelujah to God, that these prayers be reaching heaven, that God will send an answer, hallelujah to God. The answer is already here, hallelujah to God, but you want to make sure that God has you on the right channel. It's time to worship, thanks to God. It's time to praise God, hallelujah to God. Marriage is up, and Pastor Ed mentioned that one of the requests is, hallelujah to God, that there are those that are looking for a companion, they're looking for a mate, hallelujah to God. You want someone that is truly saved, that is sanctified, who's set apart. Well, God, someone, you don't want nobody that's a playing church, hallelujah to God. And the minute that you say hello to them, they start acting the fool or want to do things that you know that you're not, that you're not on that area yet, hallelujah to God. But you want someone that would enjoy this sharing life with you, hallelujah to God. We have lived, a lot of people have lost mates, hallelujah to God, and they lived the life of one, and they lived so many years, and one went on to be with the Lord, hallelujah to God. You want someone that would be a plus in your life, hallelujah to God. All these things are before the altar of God. It's not good for man, I'll take it a step further, all women to be alone, hallelujah to God. But if you present yourself right, hallelujah to God, if you carry yourself in a way, hallelujah to God, in the spirit of holiness, someone would notice you. We have one of the secretaries, they work in the office on the job. This woman has set the continent of God on her. When I first went there to go to work, she just stood out. It's just the way that she carried herself. She has a spirit like the pastor have and Pastor Galactica have. It looks like holiness just wraps around them. When you go to look at them, you see the spirit of God, hallelujah to God. They don't have to tell you that they're saved. They don't have to ask you if you're saved, because if you look in the spirit, you would see, hallelujah to God. That is the countenance that a man that is looking for a mate, a companion, or a wife, he looks to see that if he's looking in the right direction. Then he would see the confidence. a lot of women have that concept. Maybe a lot of men have it also. And when you see that there, you become drawn to that spirit, hallelujah to God. And when you become drawn to that spirit, and if you sought the Lord about it, he would give you words to say. He's not going to, he's going to give you the words that say that would be comforting. He'll give you words that would be along that line, hallelujah line. He would give you the words of uniqueness that would cause a relationship to grow and fester, hallelujah, in that man, hallelujah to God. Because a man that findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing, hallelujah to God. We're not talking about a good thing for just a day or two or the first 2 months, hallelujah to God, but someone that you can have a lifelong experience with, hallelujah to God. Maybe a lot of people, they have a loss of husbands or wives on either side, and they're looking for someone to go on with in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. You can ask what you really say, whatsoever thing you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive it. You pray that you be a good helpmate for somebody, that you have someone that you can help each other and compliment each other, hallelujah to God. And the wedding bells will begin to ring, hallelujah to God. Bring in an agenda. If you take that agenda and give it to God, and you let God know that you need somebody, you desire somebody to help you along in this life, that you could get along, that you'd have someone to go to the movie with or to sit down and do Bible study with. Everything's not spiritual. And someone that you could get along together, that you wouldn't have this problem which we're having now, hallelujah to God, where the divorce rate is more high in the church, or those that were counted was more higher than they had in the world, hallelujah to God. People forsaking the marriage, hallelujah to God. Everybody's just going astray, doing their own thing. These are things that you come to the hour of power of prayer while we're praying, while we're having the prayer, the corporate prayer, that you put these things inside of God, just sending it up, hallelujah to God, because we stay here. And most of the time, for the first 3 minutes and a half an hour, we're going before the God and worship and praise and songs and getting your requests so that we can go up before the Lord, hallelujah to God, and present these things in his throne room, hallelujah to God. And then he could carry it out through the day, hallelujah to God. And we're able to share, we're able to do things, hallelujah to God. We're able to move things, hallelujah to God, in a positive way in the name of Jesus, which is muchly needed. And that's part of the reason of the fast, hallelujah to God. Because we need deliverance from the pandemic and the spirit that's here. Hallelujah to God. But with that said, hallelujah to God. Good morning again, hallelujah to God. We're going to go into prayer and worship, hallelujah to God. The lines are open. When you give your prayer request, hallelujah to God, it's noted, hallelujah to God, and we want to go up before the Lord in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. Time is just moving by so fast. Want to also mention the children, those that are going to school from grade school up to college, higher education, what they call it. And we want to just pray for people that have to go out and work during the situations. Being that this pandemic is an invisible thing, this COVID is invisible, can't see it, can't measure it, don't know what the droplets are. We can't see it with the naked eye and measure it. We need to be careful. We'll wash our hands, hallelujah to God. You wear your mask to the store if you have to, glory to God. And we'll get through this here, hallelujah to God. We'll get through this here, hallelujah to God. The lines are open if you have a prayer request, or if you have a testimony, hallelujah to God. We'll take it at this time, and then we'll go up before the Lord, hallelujah to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Well, good morning. This is Darlene M, and I do have a prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pray for Gregory Miller Jr., that pray for his protection, and that God give him the wisdom to change his direction of affairs, and just to give him wisdom to do the right things and not be in gang affiliated associations. So I just want to pray for him.
Okay. What was the name again?
Gregory Miller Jr.
Gregory Jr., okay. And we have another request this morning, our testimony. Hallelujah to God.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I would like to get prayer for my nephew, Sherman Purvis. He's in the hospital with the virus, and he's not doing that well.
Yes, ma'am. You pray.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am. We will pray.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Marie. I do have a prayer request. I'd like to ask y'all to continue praying for my sister Willie Mae. She's doing a little better. She's been going through something for a couple of years now. So y'all continue praying for Willie Mae, please.
Yes, ma'am. You have another request?
Good morning. This is Sister Jeannie.
Good morning.
I'm requesting prayer, continued prayer for my cousin Brenda, and also for me and my family and everyone.
Yes,
and God bless everyone on this line, and have a lovely day. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Good morning. This is Lauren Lester. I want to keep Junior and Callum, they in the hospital, to keep them in prayer. Thank you.
We have another prayer request. Amen.
This is Sister Jeannie again, and God bless America.
Mm-hmm.
God bless America.
You need it.
Amen.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, come on.
I would like to.
Still there? Someone said good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Charlotte. I'm sorry I didn't mean to speak over you. Good morning. God bless everyone. I was just asking for prayer for my daughter Jasmine and my daughter Jessica. Jessica's not feeling well. She was in the urgent care last night. So, you know, she's having problems with her throat. And I just wanted to ask for prayer for Jessica. And also I wanted to ask for prayer for Jasmine. She's a new mom, and she just needs prayer. And I'm just asking for prayer for Jasmine being a new mom. And God bless everyone. And thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Good morning again. I have one more prayer request. Let's pray for Chelsea, Travel Mercy. She headed back to Florida with the three kids, small kids. So let's pray for Travel Mercy for her.
Yeah. Well, let's go up before the Lord here with these prayer requests. Hallelujah to God. And the operation, hallelujah to God, and the appointments that you may have in the court or anything like that, and traveling mercy for those that will be traveling today or throughout this week and for the fast that's coming up. So we have our prayer. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let you move, Lord God, in the special
So we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God, in the name
Tell Jesus, Lord God, we give them the honor, the glory, and the praise of the Kaiosi, Yasan and Kaiosi, that it is there, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, all things consider, oh my God, knowing that you're able, oh my God, to sit in company, that you know, to see, you hear, my God. So we thank you, God, and praise you, Lord God. Lord God, we call out this jazzy name, oh Lord God, and the baby, oh Lord God, that she's a new mother, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, and we praise you, Lord God. We pray for Minister Helen, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray for school teachers, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. All the public servants, oh Lord God. First responders, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, for Minister Sonny in California, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And the uncle of Seattle, Washington, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, that the cancer won't come back, oh Lord God, but that it will be destroyed by the power of the good, oh Lord God. All manner of darkness in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And you, Lord God, remove, we breathe, and we have our being, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being in us and us in you, oh God, that we are one, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, we receive your blessings right now, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. We thank you. Sing, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The name of
Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, we pray for today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Protection on the roads, Lord, wherever we are traveling, oh God, no matter who it is, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the one, God, angels, Father. Thank you for your angels that you dispatch, Lord, even as we are in our homes, God. In our homes today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, we thank you. We put this back in the hands of Pastor Darlene. Hallelujah to God. And we thank you. We thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord this morning. We're just grateful for this time of fellowship. Thank God for each and every one who's here, who's made a contribution, whether it's just by your presence, whether you're opening your mouth to praise and pray. We appreciate you taking the time to stop by here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are certainly a circle of friends, and we do know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. So we thank God for just his love, his grace, and his mercy, and we want to continue to show love out there. And have peace, be at peace with all men, because God wants us to be at peace. And we know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and we want to spread that. Also, something that's on my mind, this is because we are in the United States of America and we have the opportunity to vote, I want to put it out there that each and every one of us should go to the polls. You don't have to wait until you get a mail-in ballot or whatever, because they do have that social distancing at the polls. So in order to be sure that we get our vote in, you can go to the polls early. When they open early, go ahead. There's early voting before that final day. Get in there and get your vote in. We can do that as a people. That is our responsibility. There are many people who died so that we could have this opportunity to vote. So I'm putting that out there. Share that with anybody that you know who is alive and is eligible to vote. So I thank God for that opportunity. And I do thank God for each and every one who has sown into the ministry, sown into my life. Thank you for the love gifts, the love offerings, and the seed into the ministry. We're able to keep things going. We're able to help those who are out there. So I do appreciate each and every one of you. And as I want people to be blessed, I pray that each and every seed that has been sown shall be multiplied at least 1,000 times more than what it is right now and has spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. I love each and every one of you. I pray that we will come back tomorrow and we will go forward in the Lord and we will continue to be strong in our commitment to Christ. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior.
We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.